Pastor Lauer from Our Saviors Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at this same time. Our Saviors is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. During these times of pandemic, our regular services are indoors at 8 and 10:30 a.m. We also have a parking lot service at 9:15. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Oh, when he washed.
Oh, when he washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
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 When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Oh, when he washed.
Oh, when he washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
He taught me
how to watch and pray. Watch and pray.
And live
rejoicing every day.
Day. When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Oh, when he washed.
Oh, when he washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, when he washed.
Oh, when he washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh,
oh, happy day.
The key to telling any really good joke is to truly believe for yourself that the joke is really funny. If you don't think that the joke is really funny, then nobody else will either. And if you don't understand the punchline, then don't even bother trying to repeat the joke. In order to say something convincing, you've got to be convinced yourself. The same is true of your Christian faith. If you don't understand the commandments, how can you live by them? If you don't understand the promises and blessings of the Lord's Supper, how can you explain it to someone else? You're not going to value prayer or Bible study or Sunday worship unless you first know what they mean. If you don't understand sin, how can you fully appreciate forgiveness? And if you're not convinced that you are loved and forgiven and saved by God, then all anyone else will see in you is your doubt and confusion. The leaders of the people of Israel tried to trap Jesus into dividing his allegiance between God, who has all spiritual authority, and the government, who has earthly authority. But Jesus wouldn't be trapped, because he clearly understood and appreciated that the authority of each as being from God. They wanted to know if they should pay taxes to Caesar. Jesus took a coin and pointed out the image and inscription upon the coin. Clearly it was Caesar's coin, therefore Jesus told them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." You see, the leaders of the people didn't know or appreciate that even the authority of the Roman Empire had been given by God. Through the Romans, God had brought about a period of peace, such as the world had never before known. It was God's doing, so that the Messiah might come at just the right time for his word of salvation to be carried throughout the world. Jesus couldn't divide himself between the authority of Rome and the authority of God, any more than a child can divide her loyalty between her father and her mother. And so our Lord taught them this lesson again. He knew it clearly, and so he could teach it clearly. So we must ask ourselves how clearly we understand and appreciate the great treasures that we have been given in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the life everlasting. If we hope to pass these blessings on to our children and to generations which follow, we must be sure that we know and appreciate these treasures for what they truly are. We must know the great price by which they were achieved by our Savior. We must appreciate the great sacrifice and hard work that our forefathers have suffered in order to pass these things down to us, so that they might continue to bring in a spiritual harvest. Now, this is the lesson which Christ our Lord would have us learn today. It is that everything we are and everything we have belongs to Him. Yes, Jesus said, "Give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar." But ultimately, it is God who gives us both government and the money we use to pay taxes to the government. Likewise, it is God who gives us families and the resources that we use to support those families, such as house and home, clothing and food. It is God who gives us employment and the ability to be employed. And finally, and most importantly, it is God who gives us salvation through His word and sacraments, just as He gives us the responsibility to carry out the work of His church for the good of the next generation. And so, for us to play one part of God's gifts against another part of God's gifts is to place God against Himself. Jesus wouldn't stand for it from those who wanted to trap Him in His own words, and neither should we stand for it or give ourselves to be trapped by those kinds of foolish distractions. If someone were to say to us, "I'm too busy being a good husband to also be a good father," we would say, "That's ridiculous. Part of being a good husband is also being a good father, just as part of being a good father also means being a good husband." This is a game which people play frequently. Perhaps you've tried it yourself a few times. People say, "I can't get involved because I'm working too hard to support my family." But what better way is there to support your family than to see that they have faith and eternal life? They complain, "I can't bring my children to church and Sunday school because that's our family time." Well, the truth is that they've traded their family time for a dozen other things, and so they push God's time out to make up for their family time. Young people complain that they have new jobs or other commitments that keep them away. Young parents say that the children keep them too busy. Older parents are busy taking children here and there. Families have responsibilities to their college-aged children, to their newly married children, and to their grandchildren. The retired set have a southern home that needs attention, so that in the end, God's work is nobody's work, since everybody has an excuse. Tell me, which of your blessings didn't come from God? Did God not give the young person the health and skill to be involved in sport or to hold down a job? Did God not bless the young couple with a marriage partner and a home of their own? Did God not give us children and the blessings to clothe them, educate them, and get them started in their own lives? Did someone else but God give us grandchildren? Who was it that so richly blessed us that we can retire from our work and move freely about the country with the seasons? All these blessings are from God. We, like every generation before us, and sadly enough, every generation yet to come, must learn for ourselves that God is not impressed by our commitments or duped by our excuses. Last week we heard again the parable of the wedding feast. Everything was ready, but no one would come to the king's banquet, because they had families and businesses to attend to. What is at stake here is the very gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ. It may seem like a small thing to make a few excuses and get away with a little bit for yourself every now and then, but what we stand to lose by playing these kinds of games with God is the ultimate gift of God for ourselves and for our children. It is the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. For if we do not clearly understand our complete dependence upon God, then certainly we will not practice it. And if we do not practice our faith by giving to God the first and best portion of what we have, including our time, our abilities, our resources, our blessings, and yes, even our finances, if we start playing one God-given responsibility off of another God-given responsibility, then we're putting ourselves up as judges over God. God gives His blessings. He gives them to be managed by us. We are not to divert them from one responsibility for the sake of another. And if we do not clearly understand and faithfully practice the stewardship of God's blessings to us, then certainly we will not be able to pass any of those blessings on to the next generation, which is precisely what we see happening all around us. How we live as managers of God's blessings will determine what we have to pass on to our children. For example, if you've spent your time and energy building a fortune, then a fortune is what your children will one day inherit. If you've spent your life building a reputation, then your children will inherit your reputation. But if you've spent your life managing the gifts and responsibilities which God has given you, then your children will inherit these same gifts and responsibilities. They will know what it is to be near God in His Word and among His people, to spend time speaking to Him in prayer and hearing from Him in Scripture, to support the Lord's work with all that they have been given. They will also know what it is to trust in the Lord for all their needs, to rely upon the Lord for every good thing, to give thanks to the Lord for His many blessings, to live in the hope of eternal life and the joy of salvation through Jesus Christ. Which would you rather leave to your children? A legacy of riches and popularity, or a lesson in faith and hope in God who gives all good thing at the right time? This lesson from our Lord Jesus and this sermon are all about the responsibilities that God has given us to know, to practice, to pass on this same faith to our children. How we manage our blessings, our time, our talents, our treasures, how we view our priorities and determine our values, all of this is not only a reflection of our faith, but it is also a lesson that we teach to our children and to the world around us, and a reputation we develop in our community. Is God the giver of all good things, which we are then entrusted to manage? Or do we earn what we have for ourselves? If you rely only on yourself, then you will only have what you can earn. But if you rely upon God to provide for you, and then manage His blessings according to His instructions, then He will see to it that you always have precisely what you need at just the right time. In fact, most of us have found that He provides more than we need so that we always have some to share. One way or another, you're either working for God or you're working for yourself. If we're working for ourselves, we can do what we please with what we've earned, and that is all that we will get. But if we work for God, then we must manage our blessings as He has told us to do. And our Lord Jesus Christ will continue to be faithful to His responsibility as well, which is to give you and all people forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation, free of charge and without any limit. In His holy name, amen. If you'd like to know more about our Saviors, you can find us on the web at www.oslcmankato.org. That's oslcmankato.org.